Let's answer a question. What is financial fair play and could it actually make South African football more equal? Here's a quick take on how it works and why we're probably not ready for it. First of all, what is it? Well, there are a lot of different kinds of cost containment or FFP models. FFP was designed to prevent clubs from spending more money than they earn through commercial activities such as sponsorship, merchandising, ticket sales, and winning competitions, thus promoting financial stability. Clubs are required to balance their books and be self-sustainable, meaning that they can't rely on wealthy owners or unsustainable debt to fund their operations. FFP sets limits on how much clubs can spend on things like player wages, transfer fees, and other expenses as a percentage of their revenue in certain periods of time. For example, UEFA's new FFP rules will allow clubs to only spend 70% of their revenue on wages, transfers, and agents' fees, and punish those who breach this level with things such as fines, transfer bans, or even exclusion from certain competitions. But can this really work in South Africa? Well, only 6 of the 16 Premiership clubs have a shirt sponsorship, and while it's unknown which of these sponsorships could sustain these clubs financially, it's almost certain that only Chiefs, Pirates, SuperSport United, and Cape Town City could feasibly sustain themselves without owner funding at the moment. But therein lies the bigger question. Financial fair play or cost containment requires financial disclosures or for people to know how much revenue these clubs make, but also how they spend it. Are we actually ready for that?